Hey, this is Don from 91.1 WHFC, and you're on the Owl's Nest, where we find out what's going on at the campus of HCC and beyond. And today I have a special guest with me, Project Director for Hire Hartford First and Staff for Business and Applied Technology at HCC, Dawn Grissom. Thanks for talking today, Dawn.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yep. So tell us a little bit about the grant received for HCC for Hire Hartford First and how it reconnects to Gen Cyber.
Sure. So the college received the Hire Hartford First grant a couple of years ago from the NSF, and there are a couple of objectives for this particular grant. One is we accelerated the Information Assurance and Cybersecurity AAS degree. Secondly, we converted two of the core courses in the program into competency-based education. Most courses are offered in outcomes-based education where the focus is on like outcomes like test results, things like that. But competency-based education focuses more on the students and how they kind of work their way through the materials in the course. And so the third objective of this grant is to compare whether outcomes-based education is more effective than competency-based education in terms of preparing students for the workforce.
Awesome. Yeah, I definitely do agree. I think it's something where that preparation is key, especially in the development of young minds, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And so just to finish answering your question about the connection between Hire Hartford First and Gen Cyber. So Gen Cyber is a cybersecurity camp for middle schoolers, is what we've chosen to focus on. And so what it does is it allows us to create the pathway. So yeah. We start with middle school students and we engage them, we interest them in cybersecurity, we teach them about how to be safe online, et cetera. And then they take that into high school, and then that's when they're deciding what their next move is going to be. And the hope is that they would come to Hartford Community College and take our cybersecurity program and, you know, be able to launch from there.
Yeah, planting those seeds early on is very important. I think it helps to allow students to discover what they want to do. If they like it, that's great. Then they definitely can do the path that you're talking about, coming to HCC and pursuing cybersecurity. If they're not, at least they gave it a shot and they had some fun on the way.
Absolutely. And they've learned some things, too. So that's what's really key, is that if they walk away with more than they came in with, then we've done our job.
For sure. So you're the supervisor for the Gen Cyber Smart Girls Camp during the summer at HCC. Tell me a little bit about this fun youth program and how did it come about?
Sure. So we just actually finished up our third Gen Cyber Smart Girls Camp here at HCC last week. And what we did was hosted 40 different campers over the course of 2 weeks. So each session had 20 campers in it. And again, these are middle school girls. So they're rising 7th through 9th graders. And we had them the entire week. And we taught them how to be safe online. We also taught them about the cybersecurity first principles. And we also exposed them to different opportunities in the cyber workspace. And we did that by doing several things, having them to do a variety of different activities and things. But one of the things that I really like to highlight is the fact that we had guest speakers to come and talk to the girls practically every day of the camp, so that they could see what a day in the life of a cyber professional kind of looked like, as well as learn about the pathway that that individual took to get to where they are. And I think that was pretty compelling for the campers. They tended to really enjoy that.
Yeah, I remember being younger, around their age, when I loved at school when guest speakers would come in. So I would imagine it's a lot of fun to hear different experiences and different kind of stories as to how someone can get into cybersecurity and a lot of the fun that it can have growing up into the future.
Absolutely. And I think what else was important, too, was to just be able to have the girls to hear from like various types of personalities. You know, like some of the guest speakers were, you know, scholars and they did extremely well in school, while others shared that, well, I had to work a little bit hard. You know, I had to work harder than, you know, my peers. And because we're catering to such a vast audience of participants, we just want to make sure that there's a connection for them and that they are able to hear from somebody who will help them to see themselves in that space.
For sure. That's important that I think they get those vast different experiences from a scholar to someone who's really hardworking. I think it's important. So I think, you know, going forward, what are some activities that campers have to look forward to in Gen Cyber? So I know you mentioned the guest speakers, but what are some other things that are done?
So Gen Cyber used to be just summer camps, but they have shifted the program. And so now the goal is to have year-round engagement with the campus. So, for instance, we did an outreach activity back in June where we brought the incoming campers onto campus and did a variety of activities with them to just kind of give them a sneak peek of what the camp was going to offer them and also, you know, to get them excited about this upcoming experience. So we did things like taught them how to be safe online, and we played some cyber games and things with them. So that was like the pre-camp outreach activity. And the camp itself, our curriculum is built around the Internet of Things. So what we do is work with the girls on a variety of activities where they use devices that are part of their everyday lives, such as the Amazon Echo using the Alexa software. Yes, cellular phones, we use those. We do some activities with drones. We use the Roomba robots, and the girls are able to program them to do, you know, various things. And then they are able to actually see these programs executed. So one of the things that we thought was really, really important, and it kind of reminds me of what Matt showed me about the studio, is that it's neat to have the kids to be able to learn something via simulation initially and then be able to actually do it. So we incorporated a lot of that in the camp. So we used Tinkercad, for instance, with Arduino, and the kids were able to use the simulation software initially to just kind of get acquainted with what was going to happen and doing the program and having the program to, you know, light up the circuit boards, etc. And then the next day we actually had them doing the hands-on activities on the actual board. So they get to kind of test it out first, but then they get to actually do. So that was another of the activities that we had. We also used like GPS, and we had the kids to go around campus and look for their geocache. And that was a fun and exciting activity for the campus. So those are some of the things that we were able to offer in the camp.
Nice. For those wondering why Dawn laughed, it's because I showed her my smartphone. Just one of the many things, like as you mentioned, Dawn, that people can use, like especially these kids, they learn how to use all these different technologies. I think that's nice. I think variety is very important when it comes to learning. And having that variety available, I think, is going to give them those tools necessary to identify different things and potentially look at different challenges a certain way. So if something does come up in the future, they're like, oh, I have an idea of what to do rather than I don't know what to do.
Yes, absolutely. I think that that's extremely important. And I think that that's how kids learn, is by actually doing. So we were very intentional in terms of the way that we developed the curriculum, especially with the microcomputer that I just mentioned, Arduino, whereas we didn't provide like step-by-step instructions. You know, it's like we kind of gave them a blueprint, say, hey, you could do all of these different projects, you know, select the ones that you're interested in, gave them some directions by which to do so, and had them kind of go off on their own. And that went extremely well because some kids were able to kind of navigate through and they made it to where they wanted to go, and then they went back and helped their peers, you know, that were kind of having a more difficult time. But when the kids would get to that point where they were able, for instance, say, to make the light up on the board, it was such a fantastic moment because it was like, aha, I did it, you know. And so, and that's what we want. We want them to be able to actually get a full experience of the learning process.
Yeah, that sense of satisfaction, I think, is very important.
Certainly. Mm-hmm.
So, as you've mentioned, the camp is no doubt touching on skills for young kids. What are some of the skills and takeaways the young ones are developing at Gen Cyber Smart Girls Camp?
The one that I like to focus on is the soft skills. I chuckle because I have talked to many employers, and they often say that those are the skills that employees are lacking when they come in the door. Like, they'll come in with the technical skills, they'll have the smarts, but they can't engage with each other, with their peers. They can't talk to leadership. They are unable to, you know, think critically. They are not the best at problem solving. So that was one of the thoughts that we had as we were putting together the curriculum for the camp, is to give the kids an opportunity to develop these soft skills and to also practice them. So a lot of the activities were individual, but there were also quite a few team activities where the kids had to work together in pairs or with three or four kids in a group. And we didn't say like, okay, so you're going to be the leader and you're going to do this and you're going to do that. We left that to them to figure out. You know, it's like we said, hey, this is the task that you need to complete. And you guys, you know, this is the amount of time that you have. These are the supplies that you have. And it's up to you to figure out how to make that happen. And then we would often have the girls to come back and present to the entire audience as a group about whatever their assignment was, whether it was, you know, social media, and having them look at like some of the challenges in dealing with social media. And it was just really, really neat to see kids who were quiet in the camp actually speaking up and presenting. So I would definitely say that the soft skills is one of the big takeaways from the overall Gen Cyber experience. Of course, there are the technical skills that the kids are picking up as well, because I mentioned some of the devices that we use in the camp. Yeah. So I feel like that's kind of a given. But those soft skills is definitely key, the technical skills, and then also the cybersecurity concepts. So there are six cybersecurity concepts that we teach the girls about, like keep it simple, think like an adversary, defense in depth. So we build all of our curriculum around those, and we make sure that we hone in on those constantly, so that when the girls leave the camp and going forward for the rest of their lives, they are aware of these concepts and they are able to, you know, think about them and make sure that they protect themselves and just constantly have them, you know, somewhere in their minds.
Yeah, a lot of good points that you brought up, especially the teamwork part. You know, I think teamwork makes the dream work, and it's so important to make sure that the students are understanding that they're not going to be carried along the way. They have to figure out something on their own, brainstorm ideas of how to get the right solution for what it is that needs to be done. So I think the approach is very good with teamwork, especially.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's critical because that's something that you use in all aspects of your life, not just in the professional space, but, you know, in the academic world, doing things with your family, your friends, just all over the place. So the sooner that skill is developed, the better off we are.
Yeah, 100% agreed. So is this camp unique to Harford Community College? Are there any others like it?
This camp is very unique to Harford Community College. So the camp is funded through a grant from the NSA and the NSF. And so the way that it works is that we are able to create our own curriculum. You know, we get to say exactly what it is that we want to teach in the camp. We just have to make sure that we focus on those cybersecurity concepts that I mentioned. And there are no other camps like this at Harford Community College or in the general area for this population. There are other cyber camps out there, but not for middle school girls. When Harford Community College initially got a grant to do a Gen Cyber program, we offered it as a co-ed program. And the second year and up to now, we're offering it exclusively to girls because there's such a shortage of women in the STEM and cyberspace that we thought that we have a great opportunity to offer this camp to girls and to get them in an environment where they'll be comfortable without having the feeling of
Pressure?
Pressure, or being overshadowed by, you know, male counterparts, because, mm-hmm. you know, there's this idea that a hacker looks a certain way, like it's this guy in a hoodie in his mother's basement, and that's not true. A hacker could be anybody, you know, so we wanted to make sure that we dispelled that and also kind of teach the girls about, like, if this is something that you're interested in, that there are ways to do it positively where you can make a huge difference.
Yeah, I think breaking down that kind of stereotype is especially important, and also showing people that it's unique to here, and that's going to help to drive what's important to Harford, and that's making sure you... I might as well go ahead and restate their slogan, let curiosity. Because if you're curious about what's right and what's wrong, you learn it really well at this camp, you know?
You absolutely do. I totally agree with that.
Yeah. So what career pathways can open up to the young kids by following a technology path?
There are a myriad of opportunities that exist for, you know, the kids that take part in the Gen Cyber program. And again, that is why it was especially important for us to make sure that the kids heard from various guest speakers working in different positions. Like there was one who was an IT director. There's one that's writes cybersecurity policy. There was a guest speaker from the NSA who does crypto analysis. So just a variety of opportunities exist. So somebody could be a penetration tester. They could be a network engineer. They could be a security analyst. It's kind of like the sky is the limit. And so we wanted to make sure that we had different activities in the camp, including some work around exploring different career opportunities so that they could kind of get like a feel for like what that would entail and what level of security clearance might be necessary for that particular position. What was the salary, you know, for a position such as that, or what credentials are necessary? Like, does it require a certificate? Does it require an AAS degree, or is a 4-year degree necessary? So there are lots of different opportunities, especially in this area, you know, with us being in such close proximity to APG, there are lots of opportunities for engineers. So I think that we wanted to just make sure that that was all made clear to our campus, just so that they could kind of find their place in, you know, this space and decide which direction they want to go in.
Yeah, you mentioned APG, and immediately that's like, well, yeah, there's a lot of cybersecurity opportunities there. And even just in the state alone, like personally as a gaming fan, I know like some people like to hack games and stuff. So there's even cybersecurity in Bethesda Softworks, which is located farther from here. It's in closer to PG County, Montgomery County. But it's named after the town, Bethesda. I think that would be a great place to work in too. So just thinking of it and what you're talking about, that came to my mind as well. But the APG point especially, I think, is a good one. And knowing that there are different degrees and levels to it, someone can pursue just the associates, but they could prepare for more than that and potentially get a bachelor's and maybe get a master's degree. So I think those are good points you brought up about the educational advancements from there.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So what are some of the most rewarding things you've personally discovered yourself doing this camp?
I have to say, when I see one of the campers working on an activity, typically it's involving something like the Arduino or the Roomba, where, you know, they are challenged with trying to figure out exactly what it is, like how to get this thing to work. And they just kind of keep tinkering at it and persisting with it, and then it happens, like the light bulb on the board lights up. It's such a great moment because you can see it in, you know, the campers' eyes that like there's a success there for them. They feel like they've accomplished something. So when I see that happening, I find that especially gratifying because I feel like that's why we're here, to be able to help the kids have those kinds of moments, to show them that they are able to do this, because we don't always know how much we can do or how far we can go until we put ourselves, you know, to the test. And so when I see that aha moment happening for the kids, it just does something really, really great for me. So I would definitely say that that's what it is for me.
Yeah, it's that sense of euphoria that you get when you see others accomplishing great things. You want to be proud for them. And I think it's a natural response as us humans that we see that happen and we want to congratulate them. And we also know deep down in ourselves, we played a role in that. So it helps a lot. It's a sense of accomplishment for both sides. It's a win-win situation.
Absolutely. And I will just piggyback on that and say that another of those really, really good moments is when I see a kid who has excelled and they see one of their peers is having a tough time and they go over and help. They don't even wait to be asked. You know, they just volunteer their assistance. I think that that's great because it's just a reminder that we all are in this together. So the girls get it.
Right, you are. So are there any new things you would like to see in Gen Cyber camps for the future?
There's always room for growth and evolution. I think that the program has developed extremely well. You know, from where we've started, we have continuously looked at the activities that are involved in the program, and we always ascertain, like, is this working? And, you know, can we improve upon this? That whole idea of just always striving to make it better and better. And then another thing that I like to do too is get the feedback from the campers, though, you know, the end users. They're the ones who are actually going through these activities and lessons. And I want to know, like, what their experience was like. Was this really difficult for you? Was this at the right level? How would you improve it? So we have the campus to complete feedback forms, and we actually use that information that they share. So just being able to incorporate some of that feedback and make the program even better. We'll look at some of the activities that we have, you know, in the program and tweak them a little bit, or maybe replace them, you know, with something that's a little more meaningful, maybe looking at different devices that are, you know, coming down the pike and incorporate them into the camp. So definitely striving to always make it better and relevant.
Yes, it's sounding like the instructor feedback that students HCC are required to give at the end of semesters. That's what I'm getting the kind of impression it is.
Yeah, pretty much the same thing. Absolutely. Yeah. And yeah. I value that. You know, some folks don't like to, you know, complete those evaluations, but I think that there's a lot of good stuff that comes out of them.
Right. Those reviews are so important because it gives us an idea of how can we do things to make things better. And without it, how are we going to know? How are we going to know what is it we need improvements on? But how are we also going to know what stuck? So what are the good things that we can keep moving forward?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, like with cybersecurity, obviously, you know, we're following the trends in industry, you know, and just looking at those things. But again, hearing directly from, you know, the folks that you're working with, I think is critical.
For sure. So we're running out of time, but I do have one last question for you, Dawn. You've been a great guest, by the way. It's been awesome to have you on so far.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So when and where can young girls sign up for this camp next season?
So as I indicated, we just finished up our 2022 Gen Cyber Summer Camp. We will have an outreach activity for those campers post-camp, but we will start recruiting soon for the 2023 program because Harford is fortunate that we will be able to offer the program again next year. So that's really, really exciting. So I would definitely say check our website and, you know, we'll be putting out information through various mediums to just make sure that the community is aware of the upcoming program.
Cool. And I lied because I just want to follow up. What's the website name called?
So it is www.harford.edu. And if you go to the cybersecurity page, that's where you'll find information about the Gen Cyber program.
Perfect. Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank our guest today, Dawn Grissom, Project Director of Hire Harford First and staff for the Business and Applied Technology Department at Harford Community College, and the Camp Counselor for Gen Cyber Smart Girls Camp. Thank you so much for being on here today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yep, of course. So please like and subscribe to WHFC Presents HCC 360 and our Community Affairs Podcast feedback to get more information directly from the sources at HCC. I'm Don Coyle. We'll see you next time.